Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going swell. How have you been?
I'm doing okay.
It's been a long time.
It's been quite a while.
Indeed.
It's been 5 months since the last time we recorded.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was just as Breaking Bad was ending.
That's right. Yeah, the last episode I think we did was breaking down the last episode.
Mm-hmm. It was the last episode of the challenge and of Breaking Bad.
We did briefly talk about doing an episode at the end of the last season of Survivor, and then it just never happened for some reason.
Yeah, we kind of always do that, you know, talk about doing that. We'll talk about doing a Survivor episode, or we'll talk about coming back for the reunion special or something, but we never do it.
Right. Yeah. So what's new in your life?
Nothing. Nothing has changed in 5 months. Jordan, okay. How about you?
It's going swell. Well, I'm about to finish my college degree.
That's awesome.
I'm also getting married to a lady.
That's awesome too, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
like, had you even made like when did you get engaged again? You hadn't been engaged when we did the last episode, right?
No, I got engaged in late December.
I see. So it was just it was only in your mind when we recorded the last episode. You didn't feel the need to break the news of your plans on the podcast.
I didn't want to ruin the surprise, and I had already ordered the ring though, but at that time I was still kind of hemming and hawing about when I was going to do it or if I was actually ready to do it and that kind of thing.
I see.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess I'm an adult now. I'm 29 years old,
man.
For Christ's sake. So I guess I should be an adult by now. Are you 29?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ryan, we've known each other for almost 10 years.
I know, man.
Where does the time go?
Oh, fuck. Don't get me started. This is supposed to be an upbeat podcast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, and then other than that, finishing up school and trying to figure out if I'm going to go to graduate school and applying for jobs and all that fucking bullshit. And I just bought a PlayStation 4. So that's been fun.
So life is good.
Life is pretty good. Have you been watching the new season of Survivor, Brains, Beauty, and Brawn?
I have.
I thought it's been okay so far. I haven't been completely in yet, I guess, but it's been watchable.
I am liking this season. And I remember feeling the way you feel about this season last season. Like,
oh, yeah.
Last season didn't really grab me at first.
I liked last season because last season was like the family, the blood versus water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was interesting. The
Survivor family style.
Yeah. The thing about this season is the Brains people don't seem that smart and they suck at everything. And the... I think, well, okay, well, I guess my prediction is that the Brawn people will come out ahead and it will be one of the Brawn people who win, particularly the girl who's the cop. I think she's my pick for the win.
It is very possible, but she's also being strung along by a complete piece of shit.
That's true.
So that could hurt her in the end?
Well, I think maybe she might turn on him and get him off of there when she realizes he's a piece of shit or something. Although she does have the cop, like, cops forever kind of thing, and he doesn't really believe that.
Exactly. That he is the kind of guy that gives cops a bad name.
Possibly. Yeah.
Possibly. The kind of guy that will say something to your face and be completely lying to you.
Well, this is Survivor as well. We don't know how he acts in real life, but
yeah,
I could definitely
please.
See. I could see him being a dickhead cop.
Who would you rather come across? Like, who would you rather come in contact with? Like, cop wise, her or him?
Her, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
She's very pleasant. And
but
I
at the same time, you're right. I will say the Survivor, so I can't completely judge him on that.
Well, the thing I like about her is. like the thing about the brains versus brawn versus beauty is some of the beautiful people are probably going to be like not stupid. It's not like they're all retards. Mm-hmm. And then in a lot of the, like, she seems like the smartest one on the thing. Like, she knew he was a cop right away. She does profiling for a living.
Yeah, the fact that she made him in like less than a day was great. Was amazing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm that's who I'm rooting for as of now. I haven't watched this week's episode yet, though.
No, same here. But you may have actually sold me on her a little bit, or at least a little more than I had been earlier. Another person that I like is the one lady on the Brains team. Is it Kat or Cass? I forget.
Cass, I think, with the blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she could... I don't see her winning, but I think she could get far in the game, but I don't think she's likable enough to win. As of right now, at least.
The likability, that could be a problem, I guess.
She, although when she integrates into the other tribes, maybe she'll... I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like as long as she makes it to where the tribes kind of combine,
mm-hmm.
makes it to the merge, then she'll probably be okay. Or yeah, or at least, you know, like you said, make it to where they start mixing the tribes up.
Yeah. About the beauty tribe, is it me or are the girls like, I mean, they're good looking, but they're not, I don't think they're good looking enough to be on the beauty tribe for, like, beauty does not define those women, I don't think. Except maybe the big boobs
girl. I feel like the
girl.
Only one that like kind of truly deserves to be there is the girl that got picked as the weakest and was sent
right.
to the beach first.
Well, she's
you know
got
what I'm
the,
talking about?
Yeah, she's got the voluptuous body for sure, but I still don't think she is. She's not a 10, but she. I mean, I like that she walks around in her underwear all the time.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah.
So I'm with you. So that's a little weird too. I mean, on any average Survivor season, if she would be the only one that would be like, "Oh, come on, Survivor! Like, you're just trying to get ratings by having this hot chick on there." The other two girls just look like normal, like girl next door kind of, you know, pretty, fairly pretty good girls. They're not supermodels.
No, I see what you're saying, without a doubt.
But yeah.
And another thing you had mentioned about how, like, just because you're on the brawn team doesn't mean that you're not smart. That's another thing with beauty. Like, the people on the beauty team are all going to be in shape.
Right.
And that's a big advantage over the brains. The brains are a bunch of fucking nerds that, like, clearly just sit at desks all day.
Yeah.
They are not at all ready for the, like, the competition aspect of this. And
well...
You can clearly see that because they've lost almost every challenge so far.
The one girl that I like on the Brains team is the not the one who dumped the rice in the fire, but the other black girl. she's a little heavier than the other one.
Yeah, the one that dropped that dumped the rice was Jatia, I think.
Yeah, that's.
But I can't remember the other girl's name.
I can't remember either, but I like her. Like she could potentially be a player later on.
Yeah, I think so too. Although, if she can make it, because the brains are thin and fast.
It's true. I can't remember what it was, but I felt like the producers did something to try to make the Brains team not lose on the last challenge so that they wouldn't have to do an early merge, which that seems like it's been happening the last 5 seasons. Like, they have to... One team is just the bottom of the barrel, and then they have to switch teams after 3 weeks.
Yeah, that has occurred a lot recently, it seems. Yeah, but at the same time, you know, that's kind of how it goes, right? Especially with when they have teams this small, we get like what? 3 or 4 episodes of the original kind of concept.
Yeah.
And then they have to...
Then it just becomes Survivor.
Yeah, yeah.
They just... I guess the gimmicks are really just to draw people in, and then then they're drawn in by the normal game.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Survivor's been pretty good this season, so we'll look forward to more of that. But the big news is that the challenge was announced. The challenge Free Agents, the 25th season.
Yeah, not only, like, usually when it's announced, we see a list first. You and I will know of it through, like, the list of names. Like, did we completely drop the ball this time around? Like, we have a trailer now.
Yeah, I haven't, honestly, I haven't really been keeping up on things.
Oh, what, you got other things going on, Jordan?
I got a few other things going on.
Planning a wedding or something?
Yeah. By the way, did you get an invitation in the mail?
I did get an invitation. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I have not yet mentioned to you, only because I wasn't sure if we needed to get into it on the show. I figured we'd get through some of the more personal stuff.
Off the air?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I did. And thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome. So anyway, the challenge Free Agents. Why I'm... there's the beer. Why I'm excited about this season is because it's an individual game, which we haven't seen in, it seems like, I don't think we've ever done this podcast going over a challenge where it was an individual game. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
It's always a team thing, and so this is going to be cool, I think. And the one thing that I noticed on the ad where I first watched the trailer was they were advertising it as the best season of all time, which is pretty big stakes to say. I hope that they're right, because I could use a good challenge season this year. But we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, I know how you feel, you know. We will see.
You know what? Last season, I remember we were saying they need to do an individual season so that they can bring back some all-stars, because everybody wants to compete in an individual game. Unfortunately, it really seems like we only have a couple, like, returning players that we haven't seen in a while. Like, Kahuta's back, and Laurel, which I've been missing Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, other than that, point. It's kind of the normals.
Yeah, this... When I first saw that, when you first sent me the link to the trailer, I was super excited. But then once I watched it, it was kind of bittersweet. Because this is exactly what we talked about, the kind of thing that could draw out the big guns, you know, mm-hmm. the heavy hitters. Like, obviously you're going to get Johnny and you'll get CT.
We haven't seen Kenny in 5 years.
We should also have Evan and Kenny. We should have Paula. We should have...
Yeah, no Paula. That's weird.
What was Paula's partner? Is it Emily?
Yeah.
Paula's... you know, the really strong.
Yep.
We should have the best of the best right now.
Mm-hmm. But instead, we
have
John
no
A and Latoya
new players on this one.
Yeah,
and we don't that's not exactly what we have. What we have here is a clear indicator that, like, it's a new generation of the challenge. You know, like a lot of our favorite people have retired, and we're starting to see, like, who the new faces are going to be, like who the. Yeah, we're not going to get rid of Jessica from Portland, or any of the Portland cast, really, anytime soon. Jasmine is going to be in our life forever.
Jemmy.
Yeah.
Emily is in this season, though. If it's
repeat that? I'm sorry.
Emily is in this season, it looks like, unless that's a different Emily. She was in Cancun.
Emily Fitzpatrick is from Cancun. Yeah, that's not... The Emily that I was talking about was from Washington.
Okay.
Was from Washington, D.C.
Well, who the hell is Emily from Cancun, then?
She's a different Emily. She's the Emily that will go home on the first episode.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. And Preston is back for some reason. Why do they fucking invite that asshole back every time?
To go home on day one.
Well, people I like that are back are Brandon. That Brandon from Fresh Meat 2, that is. Chet.
It is good to see him on this one, because, like, we've always had faith in Brandon,
mm-hmm.
but he's always had the worst partners.
Right, so he finally is going to get a fair shake. Dustin, I like that Dustin's back.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of Portland people here, unfortunately. Johnny Bananas, Leroy, of course, we love. Yeah. Zach from San Diego is always a competitor. He's an asshole, but
exactly, man. The people you just named, Johnny, Leroy, Zach, those are fucking competitors. All right, Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
CT, like, we should. It should be a whole show of those people. Where's Mark Long?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's 50 years old. That's where he is.
Please, it's fucking 50 going on 20.
Cara Maria, this is her 7th challenge in a row, apparently. She's been on every single one since Fresh Meat 2.
Has she won?
She hasn't won, I don't think. She's come. I think she was in second last year, right?
No, wasn't she? Like, didn't she, her and Cook, weren't they at the first out?
No, they made it to the final.
They did?
Yeah.
No, I mean the first out in the final.
No, I
wasn't the first thing like a swimming thing?
Right, but they got to the boat before whoever those guys are from the newer season, from Portland. They got to the boat before them because they flipped over, remember?
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
So they came in second, I think. Devin from Brooklyn. I don't care. None of these girls are exciting me except for Laurel. And I don't care about
Johnny. Why is Anissa here?
Why is Anissa here? Why is John A. here? Because she's homeless. She needs some money. Nani, I'm not a big fan of. I don't like Teresa.
You know what? I'm happy that Cara Maria's back. Cara yeah. Maria, all on her own, a team of an army of one,
mm-hmm.
and let's see this shit go down.
Let's see her
let's
cry.
See this tower fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be a good one. Honestly, I didn't think that the preview was, like, incredible. I thought last season's preview was better.
Maybe I agree.
I mean, it was just a better cut together, but I still have high hopes for this season.
One thing I have to say, I have been wanting this one guy back on the challenge for I think the last time we saw him was on the Duel 2, and he was like right in the middle of the big Adam CT fight. Stayed out longer than CT. Isaac, we're getting Isaac back. You probably don't even can you picture Isaac in your mind?
I don't know. I have somebody in my mind, but I don't know if it's him.
He was from the Sydney cast. He was a cast member with Kahuta and Kellyanne.
Yeah.
I think he maybe did one or two challenges.
Oh, yeah, I remember this guy.
Fucking, he was a funny guy. He was a weird guy.
Yeah, he's a weirdo, kind of. Yeah, he could be good.
I'm looking forward to seeing how he performs.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, when does this starts? April 1st, I think, right? Or it starts sometimes. April 10th. April 10th.
April
Thursday.
10th. And yep. What the fuck is it with? Is it moving to Thursdays now?
Yeah, that's a little weird. It's usually Wednesday.
Yeah, this is. I'm not happy about that. Wednesday has become my favorite night of television, Jordan. I can't have challenge on Thursday.
Well, what's on Wednesdays? It's got to be something big. For them
we got
to move
Survivor.
Our beloved challenge.
We have The Real World.
No, oh, The
we
Real
have,
World is?
We have Getting Dug with High on the
Wait,
internet.
The Real World's going to... Oh, is The Real World wrapping up or something?
I'm guessing it'll probably be done by somewhere around April 10th.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Have you been watching The Real World this season?
No, I don't think I'm ever going to watch The Real World again.
Oh my God, Jordan.
I don't have the time for The Real World.
God, that's terrible. Now that you're a member of The Real World, you can't...
Too old. Yeah,
can't spare 22 minutes a week. Is that what I'm hearing?
22 minutes, is it? There, it's only half
hour? Oh, wait, you're right. 48 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, that's Jordan. Too much. Speaking of time on shows, I was watching the new Adam Carolla Catch a Contractor show. Did you check that out?
Saw the first episode.
Okay. I think it's a good concept, and I think it could be a really good show, except that it's 20 minutes long. It's a half hour show, so with commercials, the show's only 20 minutes long, so... The entire show is them like getting this asshole contractor back, and then they just gloss over all of the work that he has to do, and then it's like, oh, it's done, and then that's it, and then the episode's over. It's just too short. I don't think it's gonna last.
Yeah, yeah. So like you get basically 10 minutes of the people bitching about how this contractor ripped them off, and then, or no, like 5 minutes contractor ripped us off. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes of tracking down and then humiliating the contractor, and then 5 minutes of here's your new house.
And yeah, 3 to 5
you're
minutes.
Right. It's not particularly compelling.
No, there's not enough time to make it compelling.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't care about this family, really, and we don't see the work that's going into... We don't know who's doing the work. Like, it needs to be structured more like Extreme Home Makeover kind of a thing.
Yeah, and like also, like the limited amount of time that we get with this sour family makes them fairly unlikable. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit that this guy took off. He probably took off because your wife's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what else I'm disappointed about? Is what? Like, I was hoping that we'd maybe see like Ray or Ozzy.
Yeah, that would be, well, apparently it's not his show. He's just cast in the show.
I see.
So it wasn't his idea, so it's not like he can just bring in people like... But I love the old Adam Carolla project, which people should look up on YouTube. The entire series is on YouTube. It's great. He bought his childhood home and renovated it with his idiot friends from high school, basically.
Who were, like, legit real construction workers.
Yeah.
Like he didn't just pull a couple of his old classmates and was like, anyone know how to swing a hammer?
Yeah. Well, I guess the only old classmate is Ray. But, well, I guess Chris shows up too at some point.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's in one episode.
I've only seen like a handful of episodes, so I've always wanted to go back and check it out, but never
yeah,
had
you
a
should.
Chance.
You should. It's good. So yeah, anything else to cover?
Yeah, one question. You've always been a huge supporter of Homeland. And I heard that it drastically went downhill this past season. Is this true?
It's true, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was, it was like the first four episodes, it's like, nothing's happening. And then there was one episode where it was like, oh, this is why nothing's happening. Like, delayed gratification. It was awesome. And then it went downhill again. And they kind of, the way they did the first and second season, they had to do something, without giving it away, they had to do something to completely reset the series, to set up season four, kind of.
I see.
And start fresh. So season three was just a throwaway to be able to get to season four, so it kind of blew.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching True Detective?
No, I don't have HBO, but I've wanted to check it out.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
You'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
You'll have to get to that at least as fast as I got to Homeland.
Okay. Did you ever watch that, I think I told you to watch The Long Way Round with Ewan McGregor, the reality show where they rode their motorcycles around the world?
I do remember you telling me about that, but no, I didn't. I didn't see that one.
You should watch it. It's on Netflix.
All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's good. All right. Well, I'm glad that we're back, kind of. We'll be back shortly after April 10th, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, hi, podcasters. Hopefully we're still on your subscription.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure that a couple of them have given up, but...
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, I only ever really do this just so I have an excuse to keep in contact with you, Jordan.
Yeah. Well, it's a good excuse.
Yeah, I figure, like, if we stop the show, you know.
Well, yeah, that'll be it. all we'll have is Facebook.
We didn't do the show in 5 months. I haven't talked to you in 5 months. We got to keep doing this thing.
It's true. Well, we'll do it again in a couple weeks, I guess.
All right, great. Great.
All right, so anyway, I guess I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Adios.
Have a good one.